Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, May 12th, 2020. Since yesterday, more students are returning to school. According to the Education Administration, 1st, 5th, and 7th graders at primary, secondary, community, and corresponding special schools will begin to receive instruction again, and the aim is to have as many classes as possible in attendance by the end of May. Per reporting by the RBB, there is a real question about the hygiene quality in Berlin schools. Philipp Dene from the citizens' initiative Schule in Not, or Schools in Need, remarked that even before the corona crisis, the hygiene conditions in some schools were already problematic, and cleaning staff often had little time for cleaning. In addition, the state school committee reports that there is a lack of hygiene articles. Before the school closures, the Berlin Pupils Committee conducted a survey among students, and 66% said that not enough towels were provided in the school toilets, and more than half complained that there was little or no soap available. According to information from the committee, one-third had not washed their hands for these reasons. The Berlin Senate has published a model hygiene plan for the gradual reopening of schools. It's recommended, for example, that, quote, door handles and grips, staircases and handrails, light switches, tables, as well as computer mice, keyboards, and telephones be specially cleaned. In the toilet areas, quote, sufficient soap, disposable towels, and toilet paper must be provided and regularly refilled. The sample hygiene plan is only a guideline, and each school is expected to develop a plan on the Senate's suggestions. Dana said that this might work well or not so well, and added that the current employment situation of the cleaning staff is particularly problematic. They're often employed by private companies and are not given enough time for proper cleaning, or sometimes asked to clean additional areas or for longer times for no extra compensation. In some cases, teachers have been asked to clean their classrooms because there is still no day cleaning at many Berlin schools. Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, for example, has now switched to daily maintenance cleaning at their schools. In addition, according to Heike Schmidt-Schmelz, the district counselor for youth, family, education, sports, and culture, every school in the district is being provided with a cleaning person from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in order to clean primarily according to the specifications of the model hygiene plan. The plan recommends, quote, that only individual pupils can be in bathrooms at any one time. According to Norman Heise, chairman of the State Parent Committee, this will lead to queues and possible delays in the teaching process. He added that there's a bit of good news regarding the hygienic equipment at Berlin schools, as during the closures, schools had enough time to procure hygiene items such as soap and disposable towels. Additionally, per information from the Senate administration, 5,000 liters of disinfectant were provided. As of yesterday, private cultural institutions with at least 10 employees can apply for subsidies from the state for losses due to the corona crisis. The application period for immediate assistance from the Senate is 5 days, which means that institutions must submit their claims online to the Investitionsbank Berlin by this coming Friday. The program is aimed at Berlin's cultural and media businesses with an annual turnover of no more than 10 million euros. They can receive a total of up to 25,000 euros and, in exceptional cases, up to 500,000 euros. Spokesman for the IBB, Jens Holtkamp, stated, quote, furthermore, applicants should not be receiving public funding on a predominantly or regular basis. In order to exclude the possibility that only those applicants who are the first to submit their applications will receive support, as was the case with the very first aid program of the Senate, the application deadline is limited to this week. The exact application window began at 9 a.m. yesterday and will last until Friday at 6:30 p.m., so everyone has time to apply. The applications will be examined by the Cultural Administration and the Senate Chancellery, checking, quote, for their cultural relevance, and then a decision about how much each applicant will receive. It's expected that all funds for which the requested aid is less than 25,000 euros will be paid out before the end of May. Additional checks and information will be required for larger amounts of aid, requiring more administrative time, and will probably not be paid out until June. Holtkamp said that the basic data from each company, such as registration number, tax number, and legal status, would be requested, not as a hurdle, but to exclude fraud. Yesterday, Health Senator Kelechi opened the dedicated Reserve Corona Treatment Hospital at the convention site on Jaffastrasse. Within a few weeks, the 500-bed hospital was built in Exhibition Hall 26 in order to ensure the care of coronavirus patients as soon as the task can no longer be fulfilled by the 50 emergency clinics in Berlin. It's unclear whether and to what extent the treatment center will be used, as there is still no need. The reconstruction was organized by Albrecht Brumme, former head of the Berlin Fire Department. According to him, a total of 800 medical specialists are needed to staff the facility, and over the past few weeks, interested parties were able to apply for employment. The treatment center is divided into two color-coded areas. In the green area, coronavirus patients with moderate disease progression are treated. In the blue area, serious cases are treated with respirators. The facility can house up to 1,000 beds. There will be an information center outside for relatives of patients, and pastors will also be on site. The center was built sustainably, and after the crisis, parts are to be taken over and used by hospitals later on. On Sunday, seven warehouses on Florstrasse in an area largely used by businesses caught fire, and three of them were burned out completely. 300 firefighters, including those deployed from Tegel Airport, were on duty until noon on Monday, still putting out flare-ups and cleaning the area. Why the warehouses caught fire is still unclear, as is the amount of property damage. The fire commissioner's office began their investigation yesterday, and no injuries were reported. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.